Welcome to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. This is your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. We are talking about cancel culture today. All about cancel culture. I'm going to take you through briefly what it is, where I think it's going, who started it, stuff like that. I mean, this is going to be triggering for a lot of people because almost all my views just are, but you'll live with it or you won't listen anymore. I hope you just live with it. You learn to take views you don't agree with and understand my views don't have to be your views and we could still get along. Given a specific code of societal standards. See, I just solved cancel culture. Cancel culture is a electronic feel-good stimulant for people that are completely useless to American society. Cancel culture is toxic. It is unnecessary. It is a waste of energy and time. Cancel culture is useless. Why can't we cancel college rape then, if cancel culture works? Why can't we cancel crime if cancel culture works? See, all that time and energy people could be spending tweeting their senator or their representative for their city or state. Instead, they're talking to and about people they don't fucking know, like celebrities who have no effect on their life personally at all. So then everyone jumps on top of this subject or this this idea because it's popular and people want to be in a group. People want to be in a tribe instead of actually making their lives better. So they'd much rather have the imitation of doing something. The imitation of participating as in a cause is just as fulfilling as actually doing something for most people. I believe we're so used to things being faked and things being close enough that people have turned in their self-esteem for likes on the internet. So what you're seeing realistically is you're seeing the first drug for online culture or complete digital culture. We've just witnessed the first social culture drug is cancel culture because it's affected worldwide. People do it together. People do it alone. People do it because they're happy. People do it because they're sad. It's the first drug that's available to a digital profile. What I'm trying to say is people's analog lives are becoming less and less important to them. People's flesh and skin. Most people, if they could be uploaded to a computer and just live in the internet and Facebook getting likes and on YouTube and on TikTok, they would literally transfer their brain to a server and just consume content all the way. They wouldn't have to poop. They wouldn't have to pay bills. They wouldn't have to drink water. They wouldn't have to maintain their health. Their sole job and their sole existence would be fulfilling dopamine hits. And we're not too far away from that. So these people aren't interested in real achievable goals. They're not interested in anything that's solid, you know, that you can hang your hat up on. That's not for other people. People aren't interested in trophies for themselves. Here's the thing. If all of a sudden life became a game and everyone was like, well, would you rather have a trophy and no money, but everyone in the world will see you that you won first place? Or would you get $1 trillion and you would return to normal life without a soul knowing what happened? I don't think there would be a lot of people who could be like, well, this clout would be worth $1 trillion and I could be known and I could be famous. I mean, because if you look at the amount of people who are doing TikToks and doing YouTube videos and stuff like that with no real skill. Like, they're there to hang out, and they're there to show their lifestyle and sell to you that their lifestyle is fun and worth watching, like a lot of these vloggers out here. Those people are literally selling their life, and you have full control. This is where, and this is the toxic part of cancel culture no one's thinking about. If you're getting money off of TikTok because you get a million views when someone comments, me and the boys are going to get you 500K likes if you run into a bank and scream, but you just commit a crime, or you make yourself look like a complete idiot in your own community, but you're going to get 500 likes for that, or 500,000 likes. Like, you are literally exchanging likes, comments, and subscribers for no monetary value. Initially, you are at the helm. This is literally how Black Mirror gets started. Like, oh, go to McDonald's and order a burger with all cheese and no meat, blah blah blah, like just buns and cheese, and then people will go do it, and it's like you're literally being told someone's controlling you. You don't see that it's a problem? One of these 13 or 14 year old kids or someone who made a bot is literally controlling you, telling you what to do. Like, oh, should I go to France or Paris? And you have people pick, and you really want to go to Paris. You've never been to Paris. You've already been to France with maybe your family, or your girlfriend really wants to go to Paris. You're about to fight with your girlfriend over letting the internet choose where you want to go because, like, your girlfriend's not important than the internet? I understand the internet could be paying for that trip, but find another job and do this on the side so you don't have to drag your, because at that point your girlfriend needs to be getting half. If she's being included in your videos and she's being used and she's sacrificing parts of her life for your success, she needs to be getting paid, period. And I hate the way these people think. They know nothing about business. They know nothing about hard work. They know nothing about really grinding. You know what I mean? And it's just fucking frustrating because, like, as a person who has put in the work and seen the benefits of his work, and now going down a different avenue, having to restart and do it differently, do it with empathy, do it with class, you know, move so that I can be appreciated in circles I've never been involved in before. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like these people are lost. Like, they were told, they were sold a dream. They were sold a dream. That's not true. And now we have people, instead of children, aspiring to be astronauts, physicists, race car drivers, engineers, architects, doctors, lawyers, film directors. I mean, if you want to talk about art, painters, marine biologists, people want to be YouTubers and TikTokers from a fucking lie. Okay. Imagine this, right? Let me take a sip of water. Drink water every day, all day. Baby, your boy's at a gallon a day, minimum. Minimum. I piss him a gallon a day. I drink like at least, I try to literally, I drink, let's see. I say minimum for sure a gallon. And then I drink about a gallon and a half regularly. And if I'm really pushing it, it's hot out, it's sweating, I'm doing something, whatever, I drink two. So I'm staring at my beautiful mason jar right here. It is cloudy with condensation from being frozen temporarily when I was starting to get ready for this podcast. And it's just looking at me like, ooh, bro, like, drink me. You want this water? It's fucking delicious ass mountain water. I'm about to can this shit up and sell it. Like Liquid Death. Shout out Liquid Death. Not a sponsor, but he should be. That's fucking good. I know it's just water, but I wish I could just have someone, like, for real, send samples out. It's when it's warm, it's okay, but when it's cold for some reason, and not that cold that, like, bites you in the mouth, but that, like, relaxing, calm, cool cold. It's fucking delicious. Best water on the planet. You heard it here first, folks. Okay. And I'm going to get to the other side of cancel culture. The people that says, oh, it doesn't do anything, blah, 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 blah. Those motherfuckers are going to get it too. But here's the problem I have with people who support cancel culture. It's going down a road you can't come back from. And then it leaves the other side who doesn't believe in it now able to do exactly what you did to them. It is a non-win situation. It's nuclear war. It's mutually assured destruction. But what it does is it hurts the progression of humanity in the same sense. People should be allowed to make mistakes, but there's certain ones you can't make, right? Like any racial slurs, any racial comments, period. It's 2021. I don't care if it's about white people, black people, Asian people, Vietnamese people, Chinese people, Russians. None of that should be in the fucking public. That should be reserved to comics, dark comedy, dark humor, all in another subsection of humanity where we act differently, where we're allowed to act differently. That should be all good. I would allow white people to say the N-word in comedy and dark comedy as a part of a joke, like not the ER, but obviously with an A, and I can say it, but I'll participate in this scenario, right? So with the ER, no ER anywhere ever. That's banned for life. You know what I'm saying? But the A, if a white person adapts to black culture and is pro-black, he's black too. What the fuck are we? What is wrong with black people? I'll get to this later. Actually, I'm gonna save. Remember this rant that I was about to go on about black people and then excluding people from their culture. Now let's continue on with what I was talking about. In a comedy sense, someone telling a joke, it's sometimes funny when white people say it, because they say it with a certain hesitation, they say it with a certain delay, and they can say it and you'll never expect it to come from them. I think we should switch up how that works. People, we need to start thinking about intent. If people have the intent to hurt someone or harm someone, if they're saying something nasty, if they're talking shit in their post, and then there's some cancelable reason to be in it, you know what? That's their fucking fault. They intentionally decided to poison a public pool where we have enough drama, we have enough bullshit going on in the world. We need to wean ourselves off of negativity as a whole, out of the news, out of society, out of schooling, out of everything, out of being at home. We need to wean ourselves off of being assholes so that we can introduce some love into this society. When we can introduce some positivity, learning environments that are positive, teaching each other about our trades and what we like. You know, how often do you get to a point with someone where you're like, you know what? I like you so much. I'm really into this. Will you share some time with me in a garden? You know, I'm really into baking. You know, look, how about you come over? I like you so much. You know, we're talking, I want to invite you to my home. Let's bake some bread together. Let's bake a cake together. Let's share. See, that's what it used to be like. And I remember this in my time. In my lifetime, it was like this. You could be talking to a dude, you're in, say, 11th grade, first day of school, new kids rotate in and out, blah, 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 whatever. Maybe you're at a new school, maybe someone new is at your school, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna go talk to that person at lunch, blah, blah, blah. You're talking. You're talking about sports, you're talking about dirt bikes, you're talking about cars. Oh, my dad builds cars, he has a shop. Really? Oh shit, that's cool, man. I love cars, but I've never been in the shop environment. I've always done it. Yeah, well, why don't you come by the shop after school? I go every day. Maybe we can hang out or something, or my dad will probably give us something to do. Like we can earn a little extra money. Boom. Like that's literally how shit should be. But people will find shit. The only thing motherfuckers are sharing with each other in my state, Washington State, in America, I can't talk for the world, hopefully this goes worldwide, is STIs, trauma, stresses, and then they're sharing Netflix shows. That's about it. They share what they like to watch on TV, what they like to eat, what drugs they like to do, and then what the fuck entertains them. Like, there's no depth to the society, and most of those people are on the cancel side. And let's just be fucking honest, 100%, I believe that with all my being, the people who want to cancel some. Okay, here's the thing. It's a democratic way of life. But then the Republicans went and did it because they're all bitches. Everyone politically is a bitch in my mind. I'll give 10 people in the entire government that are known, that are public figures, not assistants, not janitors, not anything. I'm talking about in your face people, presidents, senators, House representatives of the House, Defense Department people. There's like 10 people who are worth a shit. And I'm not going to name them because it doesn't fucking matter. And I'm talking on both sides when Trump was in office and then when Biden's in office now. Like, Google the health secretary of the United States of America and then tell me there's not a problem. How healthy the fuck are we going to be? If you can't do that. You can't not. How the fuck does that happen? And then Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, he was like the mayor of a tiny town with no transportation. Transportation at a large scale. But you know what's fucked up is you can have people, the faces that you want, do the jobs that you want them to, because you can hire smarter people for cheaper. The smart people who don't want to be in the public eye, who don't want to do interviews, who don't want to be a politician, who just like crunching data or like knowing about how infrastructure works in a city, they hire assistants and consultants to literally do almost all their job, to where they're just in a position where they say, no, I don't like that. We're going to switch this road here. We're going to put this bridge here. And I feel like the rest of the plan's good. Can you do that? They look at it. Oh, sure. Yeah, we can move both those things. No problem. I'll have a finished or revised version to you in the morning. Done fucking deal. But it's the thing is, that person you voted for isn't even doing the fucking work most of the time. You know how many times I've seen CEOs with like the best team around them? The best CEOs have the best team around them. You know what I mean? Because they're everything's being done for them. We don't have a bunch of Elon Musks and Jeff Bezos. And shout out to them for making shit in life that they should deserve not to pay taxes. I said it. Elon Musk should not have to pay taxes ever. If you like the planet, if you like progression, if you like space, if you like anything going on with this planet, Elon Musk having more capital would do more for this planet than him paying taxes. Because then those taxes go into the hands of dirty fucking politicians who are already using your $1 trillion of tax revenue to do absolutely nothing for you. Jeff Bezos. Hi, Jeff. I emailed you. Did you open it? Jeff Bezos should never have to pay taxes. He's made the most effective and efficient buying system since the dawn of humanity. And people are trying to cancel billionaires because you're broke and you're useless. And I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying this to wake you the fuck up. If you don't have skills that are worth any kind of money or any kind of monetary gain for you and your family, find new skills. I live in the middle of nowhere. I no longer live in the city where I can use my sales experience. At least directly. I could probably do it online or whatever, but that's not the point. I'm changing what I know and how I know how to do things so that I can properly function in my environment, because I'm not a fucking idiot who expects everyone to do everything for them. You have to get it on your own. If you all eat the rich, why? Do you know who's really rich, who really has problems, who shouldn't be? Okay, look. Jeff Bezos earned every fucking dollar of that money. You know who didn't earn every dollar of her money? Nancy fucking Pelosi. Where the fuck did those millions of dollars come from? You fucking tell me, because you people don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. You don't have enough life experience in real situations to say shit. And it's sad. You need to get off the couch, get outside, move to a big city, talk to owners of companies, learn about how economics function, how things are paid for. Oh, the government wastes money. The government does this. No, you've allowed a government to grow in size. You're so dumb that you've allowed the government. They've needed to have more DOL offices or more state patrolmen because you motherfuckers can't drive. So you get in accidents and splatter yourself all over the fucking streets, and then they need more personnel to make sure that they can handle that. You drunks, you piece of shit drunks who can't stop drinking and driving, killing people, are splattering bodies all over the streets. So they had to hire more staff, which gives you a higher police. And black people, here's a quick one for you. I'm gonna get you at the end, black people. But listen, the more you sell drugs in your own neighborhood, the more you shoot in your own neighborhood, the more you rob in your own neighborhood, the more police you're gonna have in your neighborhood. Do you know why there's not a shit ton of cops in the fucking suburbs? Is because the crime rate, it's an algorithmic, I don't know how to, what word is that? We'll find out later. It's an algorithm pretty much for how they patrol and how they police areas. You guys are at the top of the list because you're doing nothing but crime, and you're more likely to commit crime. I don't care why. I don't care what situation we were put in. It's not our jobs to be bitches and complain about it. We just power the fuck through. We smile on their face and we power through. That's what black people used to do, and that's what we need to do now. We need to shut the fuck up, stop spending money on chains, stop endorsing all these stupid ass celebrities, get rid of the fucking poisonous music that they give us, get rid of the poisonous food that they serve us, and become our own fucking American black people. No more culture deciding what the fuck you wear, what car you drive, what shoes you wear. No more spending $100 on off-white tea when you can go to Walmart or Ross or Macy's or something and get one on sale for $7.99. What the fuck do you care what you look like when you're gonna be broke? There isn't a system built for you to be super rich without doing super stupid shit. Black people, I'm gonna get to you later. Anyway, so canceling people is dumb. It doesn't work. It's a fun game to make people feel like they're doing something, and they're not. They're not doing anything. Cancel culture is gonna continue to be rampant until we do something about it, until we stop accepting people's swarms of emotion to dictate how we push policy and how we push behavior in America. There are people who should have been canceled. Donald Trump, you asked for it. You fucking asked to be canceled. You were begging. You were hoping they would, because it would rile up your fans. Let's be real. We're not dumb. I'm a businessman. Just like you. I understand how marketing works and how you would get incentivized to become attacked by the news, the media. The fake news, everything's false. Everything's an attack. You're the victim. Everything, they're going after you because you're so great, because they only go after big problems. You know what I'm saying? No, not necessarily. If the transmission is slipping and the radiator hose is leaking, honestly, that radiator leak is more catastrophic than that slip. I'll fix both of them. And I might attend to one first, but they both need to get done. You are just causing chaos. And that's just a simple explanation. Sometimes it is Occam's razor. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. And then watch a video about it. So anyway, I feel strongly about so many things in this world. Everyone knows that. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I talk freely. I don't hold anything back, but I'm telling you, I'm tired of society because it's not, if you are making this big of a fuss because you wanted every kid to have internet access so that they could do schooling and they can have some entertainment after school, maybe watch some TV, their parents would have an easier time. I would cry. I would get on my knees and praise God and cry. If you wanted to If you made a big enough fuss about healthcare together and cancel all the politicians who won't give universal healthcare to people, as you're doing right now about Andrew Cuomo and his sexual allegations, people might have healthcare. Have you ever thought about that? Really thought about that? This is why I don't like cancel culture, and no one should. It is an empty pit of emotion. It's an empty pit of thought. It's an empty pit. All you do is you spew hate and you spew, oh yeah, we're gonna get together. We're about to take this guy down. We're about to, oh yeah. All we gotta do is we get these 3,000 people, these 3,000, you know, a couple people. Okay, you share this to blah, 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 blah. And we're canceling this person. No more, nothing, blah, blah, blah. And then 2 weeks later, they completely forget about it. Or like, okay, who's next? They get fucking hungry. Who's next? Who are we gonna cancel now? We got, oh man, they said this. Oh, no. We can twist that up a little bit. Like, yeah, it's a little bit against what we normally do, but you know, it's okay. They said it. They might have meant it this way, but it sounds like this way. So let's get them for what it sounds like, not what they meant to say. Like, it's fucking retarded. It is. And you can bitch about me using the word retarded. The thing is, if you're calling someone mentally challenged a retard, that's wrong. It's wrong and it shouldn't be done. That's derogatory to that person. But the word itself isn't. When you can retard timing on an engine. Did you know that? And all it means is it's turned back from center for where it's supposed to be. It is behind. It's slower or behind where it should be. Advanced. Same way you call it advanced classes, advanced kids. That's advanced timing. Is the timing is so many degrees above where it should be. So you guys don't, it's the thing is, I hate hearing about it because you people don't know anything. And I'm not saying I'm the end all, I know everything in the world. But I know way more than I should because it's annoying even existing around people like you. This is a love letter to dumb people. You don't understand, you know, okay, I'm a pretty big guy, right? 300 something pounds, I used to be bigger. I was terrible to have to sit next to on an airplane. I was fucking horrible. I was uncomfortable to be around. I'd make you laugh. I'd make you feel comfortable. Everything's good. You're safe. Your stuff's safe around me. No problem. We can have a good conversation. If you fall asleep and you end up on my shoulder, I'm not going to do anything. I'll let you go maybe you needed that rest. But it doesn't mean my fat poking out the sides of the fucking chair at the time wasn't harder for you to exist. Because I'm sure it was. People are lifting up their arm dividers to give me extra room, even though they wanted to put their thing on it. Me being a fat, lazy fuck at the time, because at that point I had given up on losing weight, because I didn't think it was going to be possible after my whole childhood. Me being a fat, lazy fuck made everyone else's life harder. My mom worrying about my health, my girlfriend worrying about how she looked with me. You know, my friends worrying about, oh, can we do this activity? Because Lewis is coming. He's a big, like that. People don't understand about how they affect other people because they're too stupid to care. They're too lazy to care. They don't give a flying fuck about how they affect other people. And I just don't tolerate it. And I won't. How about we get some self-awareness in this fucking world? That would be the greatest thing ever. And I'm going to take a pause. Now we're going to transition. We're going to transition over to people who don't want cancel culture and don't believe in it and why it shouldn't be around and blah, 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 blah. But first, let's shout out to Edgar Herrera. I think that's how you say your name. Please don't beat me up. He hit me up on Facebook and said, you know, he wanted to hear about cancel culture, what I thought about it. And actually, the definition of cancel culture, I'm going to get that real quick for you, bud. I'm gonna do you one. Let's see. Okay, it is in the Cambridge Dictionary also, if anyone's looking for it. Cancel culture, a way of behaving in a society or group, especially on social media, in which it's common to completely reject or stop supporting someone because they have said or done something that offends you. That is the dictionary definition of cancel culture. They didn't say because they've done something that is societally wrong, that is against the Ten Commandments of the Bible, that's against the Quran, that breaks the laws of Judaism, that breaks the laws of the Satanic Bible, that breaks the laws of humankind. Something that offends you. Farting can offend someone. What if they canceled farting and everyone just died from an implosion of shit gas? And that might seem like it's offensive, or that could never happen, but are we really going to trust the people who are canceling Beans and Aunt Jemima to make sound decisions? So Edgar, thank you so much for giving me this topic. This podcast would not be being recorded right now if it wasn't for you. I will tag you in the very first post that it comes out when I post it on Facebook. And I hope to God that we can link up. I like the way you think. I think it was relative. I think it needed to be talked about. And I'm glad I could be the one to do it. Like, I know how this topic got me fired up. This topic got me fired up because it is such a useless one. And I hope when people are done listening to this fucking podcast, they can know in their head, they're like, is it really that important who's on the bottle of syrup? The rape allegations, fine, tackle them. The sex trafficking stuff, tackle them. But someone being high on Ambien and saying something fucking crazy? Now, think about this. Now, everyone listening, I don't care when you're listening right now, it's August 6th, 2021, 4:01 p.m. Right? I want you to sit down with me in a chair or wherever on a couch on the floor, just stay still and think. At my worst moment, whether it be drug-induced, alcohol-induced, love-induced, good or bad love, the way I acted in private, or the way I acted even maybe in public and someone saw me, if that was documented and on the internet forever, would I be canceled if I became rich? If I was at a bar and did something and it was recorded and I became rich, would I lose money tomorrow? Think about it, because nothing, you know what fucking sucks about humans is they can't understand or put themselves in a situation they've never been in. They can't. They don't have enough empathy. Most people, and when I say these, most people or people in general, I'm talking about 90% of them. Because there's 10% who can. 5% of those 10% never even think about other people. They're so in their own head in a good way, creating, thinking, deep in thought, out with nature, really just trying to clear their head, get every other voice or every other influence out of their system so that they can be purely them. The other 5% are like me. We're wild. The Elon Musks. The Logan Pauls. You think Logan's stupid? You think that shit was on accident that he fought Floyd Mayweather and no one else has? At least at his stature of fighting? He gave himself you think that branding is on accident? Like, that's 500 IQ moves. Some of these games, some of these players of esports, you think those people, especially the ones that have like good personalities that are out there for people, Dr. Disrespect, Butters, they act innocent. They have to act normal, because some people are just so fucking smart they can be weird. And I can be that way sometimes, like when I'm not on the podcast or I'm not fired up about something and I'm in thought or I'm trying to create, I get weird. I like to be completely by myself. I don't care to associate or talk to the outside world. I can eat the same thing for weeks at a time just to give me those extra 30 seconds of not preparing something different so I can continue on my task. If I could, I would throw everything I had to wear away for the most part. And I'd replace everything, same color, everything, black or gray, everything. Black and gray, dark everything, dark gray, everything. Because it would just give me extra time to not have to make a decision that doesn't fucking matter. People don't give a fuck about what you're wearing. I've seen bums with girlfriends, and I've seen rich dudes paying for pussy. So I you have to understand at some point, look within yourself. Every answer you need is in yourself. Trust yourself, build yourself up, treat yourself well. Stop externalizing your power. Stop externalizing your way of life. Stop externalizing everything. Lock that shit up, lock it down, and start showing the world who the fuck you are. Even if it's just to yourself first, the world's gonna notice. You have nothing to prove to anyone. Fuck these people. You'll find a way, you'll eat, you'll survive, you'll get some water from somewhere. There's gonna be someone good enough that'll treat you all right, and make sure you're good. Fuck this place. Fuck the way they run this world the way it is now. You don't need it. Your life will become better. Look, and this is real shit. You hit me up. You guys, I'll give five people the opportunity to come pitch a tent and camp and live for as long as you need to. There's water here. You'll have to get your food. You'll have to make something happen for yourself. You can't bring 1,000 people with you. But if you're on like a personal mental retreat and you're trying to get right, you're trying to get clean and sober maybe, and you just need to be away from everything. You don't want anything bad in your life. I got room in the back. I'll put you up. Bring a tent, bring what you need, bring clothes, you know. Make sure you can take care of yourself to some extent. And I will give you the opportunity to become the best you. So you can get back out there. You can kill it out there. Trust me, you guys gotta trust yourself. That's the biggest thing. Trust your fucking self. Stop taking risks on dumb shit. Stop. You'll jump off a cliff and do a backflip into some water where you can't see the bottom, but you won't fucking start a business. You'll do 160 in a shitbox on the freeway at night with barely any brakes and no good headlights, but you won't start a business? You'll fuck the nastiest bitch in town raw because you're horny? But you won't let your homie borrow $100 for a business license? You won't invest in your homie's company? What the fuck is wrong with you people? Wake the fuck up. All right. That being said, let's break down the people who are anti-cancel culture. Those people are the people who do dumb shit and say racist shit and say inflammatory shit, but don't ever want to be held accountable for their actions. There are some people who are saying cancel culture is stupid, cancel culture is dumb, cancel culture should never be a part of our society, but they're only saying that because it's directly going to affect how they'll be the ones getting canceled. It is self-preservation disguised as defending free speech. These people are disgusting people for the most part. There's some things you should be canceled for. Not everything is okay. The First Amendment does not cover all rights. You have the right to say whatever you want, but that right doesn't give you protection from being punched in the fucking face. If you say something stupid, something racial, or something that is meant to inflame someone's attitude toward you, and you get punched in the fucking face, that should be your problem and your problem only. No police, no government, no tax dollars, no nothing. You want to talk shit about people? Okay. You're free to do so. That person is also free to fuck you up and teach you a lesson. So I feel like that's where that side comes from. I don't think there's much more than that when it comes to why. Okay. And then there's good reasons for not allowing cancel culture in society, the ones I've mentioned. It's a slippery slope to what will be canceled. And the people who are doing most of canceling, see, there's the extreme right, the extreme left of cancel culture as well. And then there's the middle right and middle left and cancel culture, which are, you know, relatively sensible people. And then there's the moderates, where they're sitting at the same lunch table, left and right. So those people are the ones who are saying, look, R. Kelly, bro, you recorded it. There's tapes. There's nothing we can do about that. You know what I mean? There's nothing we can do. Fucking Bill Cosby, look, you did what you did. You were made a deal to get information. They reneged on that deal and you sat in prison unlawfully to the law. I don't like you for what you did. I think you're a terrible person, but you don't deserve to be in prison because of this. The system should work as intended for everyone. You only said the things you said that incriminated yourself because you had an immunity deal. And then they fucked you over. That's simple as that. That's the law's fault. If they would have did their job properly instead of trying to be lazy fucks, if that prosecution team, if that DA and everyone would have did their job fine the first time, they get paid to do, he'd be in jail with no scapegoat to get out. He'd be in prison with no scapegoat to get out. But they didn't want to do their job. They wanted an easy way out. They wanted information at the time, and they paid for it, and that was paying with his freedom. And if you guys can't understand the nuance of that, stop watching the news. Don't watch news. Participate in other things, because it's not for you. It's just not for you mentally. You can't grasp it, and you shouldn't try. And I'm not saying that to be an asshole. I'm just saying, honestly, if you can't get that, what I said, that's logical. It might lack some emotion or empathy. Oh, what about the victims? Well, you know how many victims that get fucked and rolled over all the time because the judicial system is fucked? Or how many innocent people get arrested because the judicial system's fucked? You gotta get in line. There's 330 million people in America. Not all of us are gonna have perfect lives. It's our job to make sure it maintains perfect. That we got to do what we got to do to keep our happiness, because no one is supposed to make you happy. It's not your wife's job to make you happy, bro. Hey, a crazy lady, it's not your husband's job or your boyfriend's job to make you happy or to take care of you. It's not. Realistically, in 2021, if you want to be equal, if you're not okay with having a dominant partner, You want everything? You want to be equal in the relationship and not work? No, because I don't care what any guy says. I would love to stay home and hang out with my kids. I only have one kid, but I'm just saying, like, in general, I would make activities. I'm cool dad. I already am cool dad. Why wouldn't I want to do that? Well, yeah, sure. My wife would get home and probably try to kill me. Because our kids would be most likely not in a danger situation, but they'd be in an older situation than they probably are. We'd be driving cars around the backyard. But it's not something that is so gender specific. So my point of everything, is people aren't sensible. They're not agreeable. They're not able to negotiate their feelings or their emotions are how they feel to anyone. And those people are volatile. You know, canceling, we should have canceled Donald Trump 100%. We should cancel Chrissy Teigen, whatever the fuck her name is. She's a horrible human being. You know, after you actually dive into certain things, and I know plenty of people who used to post, oh, this, that, another thing, that will talk the most shit about you in private or when you're not around and say the most fucked up things that don't need to be said. And then they go around acting like they're healers and light workers and bullshit. No, the fuck you're not. Like, what are you fooling? Are you lying to yourself? Does it work? Does that actually work? I don't know. It wouldn't work for me. That's why I can't lie to myself. I'm trapped in this body forever. As long as my forever is. And I keep it real with me 100 because there's no point not to. I know what I like. I know what cars I like. You think I get $1 million dropped in my fucking backyard today. You think I'm gonna go buy a Ferrari or a Lambo? No, bitch, fly me to the nearest BMW dealership. I'm getting an M2 competition because that is my thing. That's my, and I wouldn't care. I wouldn't post on Facebook, hey guys, what car should I get? Or what, you know, what would you guys get if you had the, no, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Don't care. Not in the slightest what you would do with anything. Yo, dick doesn't make me come. If that makes sense, not in the sexual way, but the fact that your penis is not attached to me. You know, her vagina can't make me wet. It doesn't work that way. And I hope that makes sense to people. Like, oh, I get it now. Why do I care what my best friend says? My best friend doesn't live in my body, live in my mind, have to deal with my mental health. They might want the best for me, maybe. But at the end of the day, I have to live with me. I need to do what makes me happy. And what it comes down to with the right or the anti-cancel culture people is they want anyone to be able to say anything. Freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. If you're saying something racist about black people after some black guy gets shot and killed by black cops, you know what? He should have been in the right neighborhood, or he should have dealt with them differently. That will start a fire you can't get back. That might start a riot, and then you complain about riots. So it's people are creating their own problems. And the biggest thing is there is no room for cancel culture the way it stands in America, but there needs to be room made for people to be excommunicado. From normal society. There should be like a blacklist of society. And that would be a great social media app. I'm coining that on my shit right now. It's 4:16 p.m. August 6, 2021. Orville, Washington. That is my shit. Don't even think about touching that idea. That's intellectual property, ho. I could be saying that to push you to create it so then I could sue you and not do the work. Or because I really don't care that much and I just want to see it be done. You don't know. Take the risk. So, what did we learn today, kids? Online power isn't real. At the end of the day, there's a guy who flies jets who can bomb your fucking house. That's power. There are soldiers out there who risk their lives to protect freedom in every corner of our earth. That's power. They wield the freedom of America through their firearms, through their tactics, through their companionship, through their coordination, through their planning. The free world, every dollar rests on the shoulder of a soldier. Every fucking dollar, every dollar we have rests on the soldier, the shoulder of a shoulder. God fucking damn. I'm keeping it in. I'm not cutting any of this shit out. This is all live. One take, baby. One take. Every dollar rests on the shoulder of a soldier. Everyone, we are in a fiat currency. There's no gold. There's no animals. There's nothing. You know what the American dollar is being held up on right now? There's no gold in the safe. There's ad information. There's personal information. The NSA's data collection of everyone being sold to to advertisers so that they know how to create commercials, how to build cars, how to market to you and your demographic. That is literally what our dollar is being held up by. And if that breaks, say for some reason we go into a recession and no one's spending money, It is completely solely up to our military to keep us from becoming invaded or our dollar becoming Venezuela's. So think about that. Know your mill. Cancel culture sucks. It shouldn't be allowed in the form it's in. And the people trying to get rid of it really, really, really don't need to be in charge of anything. It's been another Dying Breed discussion. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. Hug your mom. Call your mom. Know your military. Good night.